according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the first month, which was in the 7th year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from the Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer at this time. Our head bowed and eyes closed. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you again, Lord, for the reading of thy word this morning. And we pray that you open our hearts now. And Lord, we pray that you prepare our hearts, Lord, for the word of God. And dear God, we ask that you fill our path with the power of God and with wisdom and understanding. Use them, dear Lord, to preach thy word. And God, we pray that souls will be saved, Lord, and life will be changed, and Christians will be encouraged in the Lord. And Father, we'll thank you for it all. We ask these things in Christ's name, give you the glory and praise that you rightly deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
God bless you. To see you, Ezra, in your Bible. Ezra in your Bible, chapter 7. Appreciate that song. Really minister to our hearts. God bless. bless you for ministering to our hearts. Thank you for Ezra, if you will, in chapter 7. Chapter 7 and verse 10. For Ezra had prepared. For Ezra had, he prayed too, but for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. I want you to look at it in verse 10, if you will. To teach in Israel statutes and judgment. I want you to underline that where it says that he had prepared his heart to seek the Lord. A prepared heart. A prepared heart we're going to be talking about this morning. There's some of the verses I want to share with you. You have Ezra, then you have here in your Bible. I want you to look in your Bible here. The second Chronicles. Okay, right before there. And I want you to turn there, if you will, please. Some verses we'll look at here in 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, in your Old Testament. I want you to turn there, if you will, in chapter 12. And I want you to notice here, if you will, in verse 14. Notice what it says about here. So King Rehoboam, verse 13, strengthened himself in Jerusalem, reigned. Look what it says here, verse 13. For Rehoboam was 140 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Ammonitess. And he did evil. Look what it says. He did evil because, now why? Because he, look at it, verse 14. And because he prepared not his heart. See that, verse 14? He prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. See that there? Now look at 2 Chronicles, go to chapter 19, if you will, if you have your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, listen well, please. I want you to listen carefully. Okay, look at verse 3. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land. Now underline this. And has prepared, now he has prepared thine heart to seek God. He prepared his heart to seek God. As you can see in verse 1 in chapter 19 about Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah returned to his house in peace in Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, and that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land. Now get this, underline this. And has prepared thine heart to seek the Lord. Saved his life, didn't it? Yes, you can see that there. You can read more about that chapter when you go on home. But look at 2 Chronicles in chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Chapter 20 in your Bible. And I want you to see here in verse 33. Look at verse 33 here, if you will. And howbeit the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts. They didn't prepare their hearts unto the God of their fathers, and that led to destruction. 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Go to chapter 27, if you will, please. 2 Chronicles chapter 27. And I want you to notice, please, in verse 6. Look at this here. Look at this king here. So Jotham became mighty. Look at this. Look what it says here. Jotham became mighty. Now, why did he become mighty? Because he had what? He prepared his ways before who? Before the Lord his God. You see that there? And that's wonderful. And so that's there in chapter 27. Now you go back to Ezra, where we started off here in the book of Ezra in chapter 7. In Ezra chapter 7, I want you to notice here in Ezra chapter 7. And what we looked at a little while ago in verse 10, and Ezra had prepared his heart. You see that there? To seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. I want you to see that. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, help us again to have a prepared heart. Help us to do great things for you like Ezra did, and help us to accomplish great tasks. Lord, I want these precious people to be successful, and I want them to have the blessings of God in their life. Oh, my God, we want our lives to end in success rather than ruin. So please, this morning, I believe this message can transform lives and prevent prevent destruction, and it could cause many a people to be blessed. Help us to have prepared hearts. Help us to prepare our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And so the reason why Ezra was able to accomplish this great task, there was a lot of opposition. There was a lot of ridicule. There's a lot of persecution. And you read the book of Ezra, and, you know, battle after battle after battle. And you read about how they wanted to destroy him and kill him. If anybody had a right to quit, if anybody has a right to quit, you would think it would be Ezra. But Ezra just kept on going on. He's going to make sure the temple was built, make sure the house of God was built. He wanted to do something great for God, and he did. He accomplished that task. And his life ended in great success. And others in the Bible, you read that they didn't prepare their heart, and their lives ended in ruin. And when your life ends, I want you to, listen, I want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. I want you to end your life with peace, with joy, and with happiness, and with success. I want you today, I want God's blessings on you today. Thank God for the blessings of the past, but we need blessings today. Thank God for the blessings of the future, but we need blessings today. Now, how are we going to do it? How are we going to be blessed? Hey, we're going to be blessed the same way Ezra was blessed. You know how we're going to be blessed? We're going to prepare our hearts. We need to prepare. We need to prepare. We need to look and see the blessings down the road. And it said a certain athlete, you know, the reason why he was so successful and led the team to great victories is because he prepared his heart before the game. And he looked at the other team as an enemy. He looked at the other team as a destroyer. And he realized if he didn't prepare his heart, he would not work hard. And he had to see that fella is going to stop me from getting my salary. And if I don't get my salary, I won't be able to have food for my kids. And if my kids don't have food, they'll die. They won't survive. And that fellow is going to ruin my home. He's going to destroy my home. And so he gave it everything he got and would lead his team to victory. And that's the way we got to look at it in life. We got to prepare our heart, and we got to say we got to give everything we got, and we got to think about what's going to happen if we don't get, if we don't give everything we can give and do everything we can do. If we don't prepare our hearts, we'll fail. And that's what Ezra did. He realized he needed to prepare his heart. He realized that there was a devil that would destroy the people. And he realized that Satan was real. And he realized that if he didn't do this, many people's lives would be destroyed. And I want you to think about your future. And I want you to think about your children. I want you to think about your children's children. I want to think about your family. I want you to think about your friends. Your life will affect many others, what you do for the Lord. You see, it's just not me. It's just not me. It's you. It's just not you. It's others that you got to think about. And so we need to prepare. I want us to be successful Christians. But if we're going to be successful Christians, we're going to have to prepare. We need to prepare. I wrote down several things we need to prepare for. We need to prepare before we come to church, our hearts, before each church service. I think every one of us, before we come to church, ought to prepare our hearts. How are we going to do that? Would you look up here? Would you look up here? Look up here. How are we going to prepare our hearts before we come to church? Well, we're going to say that God that made the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky is going to speak to us today. Before we come to church, we got to realize His Holy Spirit is real and He's going to speak to us. And God is going to communicate with us. Before we come to church, we got to realize that that man is God's man. And God loves me enough to give me a man of God. And we need to prepare our hearts to realize it's not that man, it's God's word. He's speaking to us through His word. And before we come to church, we got to realize that we are God's people. And we have talked to God. And God is going to talk to us. Listen to me, my friends. The heaven, the God of heaven, I'm talking about in the heavens, has decided to dwell with us, to meet with us. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. And before we come to church, we must realize that Jesus is going to be with us. That Jesus is here. You say, I don't feel Him. He's here. You say, I don't see him. He's here. I'm talking about the King of Kings is here. The Lord of glory is here. The Alpha. Wake up! If you knew the King was here, you would not nod. You would not. If you realize that Jesus is here, you would not even be looking on your phone right now. If you realize that Jesus was here, you would not be doodle-dowling. You'd be not talking to your friend. Because the God that made your eyes can see you. The God that made your ears could hear you. The God of heaven that has been so good to you, wants to communicate with you, wants to fellowship with you. He wants you to listen to the word of God being preached. He wants you to say, you want to know what? You wouldn't have that cell phone if I didn't let you have one. You wouldn't have the eyes to see it. You wouldn't have the money to pay the bill. You wouldn't have the health to go to work. If you knew every time you come to church that God Almighty is trying to get your attention. Wake up! God Almighty is trying to get your attention. My friend, if you knew the lily of the valleys, the rose of Sharon, if you knew, I'm talking about the lion and tribe of Judah. I'm talking about the judge of all judges, the lawyer of all lawyers, a doctor when you need him, a nurse if you need him, light when it's dark, wisdom when you have no knowledge. If you realize the resurrection of the dead, if you realize he that has the keys to death and hell and the grave and your life is in his hands. If you realize, my friend, the God of all ages, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, is in this church today. He's here. Welcome him. Listen to him. He's talking with you. His Holy Spirit lives in you. And his word is preached. If you can just, before you come to church, prepare your heart, saying, I am going to the place where God Almighty is going to talk to me. I've talked to him. Now he's going to talk to me. And by the way, look up here, please. God will meet here like he would not meet in any other place that you'll be when you come to church. God will speak to you in church because he said, where two or three are gathered together, I'm right there in the midst. Why do you think he's here? Comfort you, strengthen you, help you, talk to you. So we need to prepare before church. I'll tell you another thing we need to prepare. We need to prepare our hearts before each meal. I think we need to prepare our heart before each meal. Let me ask you a question. Before you sat down and ate that wonderful meal, did you and I think about people that are starving? Where their stomachs are swelling and blowing up because of starvation? Where a mother is crying because there's no food for her child? Where there's thousands that wish they can even eat a hamburger that never ate a hamburger? That hot dog that you ate, that there's thousands that never ate a hot dog. Things that you take for granted. All they eat is cornmeal and water. Stick their hands in flour looking for some rice to gobble down their throat. And you've had steaks. And you've had chicken. And you've had pork chops. And you've had the grill. I better not stop talking about this food. Some of you are going to get too hungry. You've had Chinese food. You've had Mexican food. You've had collard greens. You've had hog maw. You've had pig foot. You've had chitlins. You've had corn on the cob. You've had apple pie. You've had peach cobblers. You've had grape cobblers. You had all kind of cobblers. And yet there's people that wish to God they never had a Big Mac, they never had a fish fillet, and you go to that restaurant and gobble that food down, and not one time do some of you thank God and praise God. Not one time you want to bow your head in the midst of that restaurant. My friend, you need to prepare your heart. When you go home to cook, they wish they had a kitchen to cook in. They wish they had a living room to live in. They wish they had a bed to live in. And you go in your apartment and you go in your house and you need to prepare your heart before you go back to your home and before you complain. You better think about those that are sleeping on the bridges. You better think about those that are living in huts. You better think about those that are homeless. And God bless you, homeless friends. We feed you. We give you lunch. But let you leave here and tell you, you prepare your heart and believe God is able to give you an apartment. God is able to give you a house. God Almighty is able to give you more than you can ever imagine. flippantly. We just lackadaisically sit down and eat cereal. You know, some people don't know what poor is, but we were really poor. I'm seriously poor. I'm talking about seriously poor. I'm talking about sugar and water for breakfast and a piece of toast. That's it. Some of these kids don't know anything about that. They got their cereals. They got their Pop-Tarts. They got their instant oatmeal. But I wish I could take you to 78 Summit Road in New Britain, Connecticut in my project. And I wish I could take you to a family. And I love my mom and dad, but they would drink their liquor and drink their alcohol and spend money on their liquor and hundreds of dollars. But I'll tell you what. Pay attention, kids. Pay attention. You know I'm telling the truth. You're a spoiled brat, and you know it. You know you it. You know it. You know it. You know it. You know it. And one pair of clothes, two pair of clothes, whatever. And I'm saying, I'm talking about you take the things for granted. Your dryer. We dried our clothes in the oven. We washed our clothes in the sink. You take it for granted. You take it for granted. Yes, you do take it for granted. A simple toaster. Well, he would take the frying pan and take the bread and put it on the stove to make it the toast. I said you take it for granted. We didn't know nothing about what a microwave was all about. We didn't know. And there's days and we didn't have no telephone. And I am telling you, friend, we were embarrassed of the furniture and the place. And mom and dad in the neighborhood drunks and fighting and fussing and a bunch of hell. And you take it for granted. You grew up without your mom and dad trying to kill each other. You grew up without mom and dad fighting. You grew up and you watched your dad drive his car and mom drive her car. And I never seen my dad drive, never seen my mom drive, never was we taken to a park, and you take it so flippantly. Your dad took you to vacations. Your dad took you from state to state and city to city, and you take it for granted. He made sure you had more than enough clothes. Your mama made sure you had good food and made sure we didn't spend our money on liquor, made sure we didn't spend our money on dope, made sure we get you the best education, try to keep you out of jail, keep you out of hell. You ought to thank God and praise God for what you have. Somebody say amen. You ought to lift your head up high and thank God for a godly Christian heritage. Your mama cried. Your dad cried. Your dad loved you and gave his life for you. Keep you off the street and keep the light bill paid. Make sure you have a place to stay. Make sure you have a decent place to live. Not one time you didn't know how to go without food. Not one time that you had to go without. Mom and dad, stay faithful. God bless these husbands and wives. I'm so proud of you still married. So proud of you still in church. Oh, thank God you made it through the doors this morning. I got word that they're divorced and they would come here and they were faithful and they stopped coming. I wish they wouldn't do it. I wish they wouldn't do it. But oh, when I see you come through the doors, thank Almighty God you're still married, because I'm telling you, I got word of another one that's divorced. And it doesn't have to be that way. You prepare your heart. You prepare your heart and thank God for the years you've been married and thank God the years you've been together and thank God for the cooking and the sacrificing. Thank God for the crying and the tears and thank God for the life that you've given to each other. There'd be no divorce if you can think about how much people love you and care about you and the children that will be hurt and the preacher that will be hurt and your friends that will be hurt. Don't be so stinking selfish. Prepare your heart. She cooked for you. Prepare your heart. She will die for you. Prepare your heart. He'll die for you. Prepare your heart. The time that he went to work and labored and sweat and made sure the rent's paid, made sure the lights stayed on, made sure you have some wheels and made sure and thank God. Prepare your heart. It'll bring honey in your marriage. It'll bring honey in your marriage. It'll make it a honeymoon all the time. Prepare your heart. We got to hurry. I want you to prepare your heart before you go to look for a job. I realize the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and God can help you get that job. I want you to prepare your heart. Kids, look at me. Before you go to school, prepare your heart. Look up here. God can give you AIDS. Look up here. Hey, girls. Talking to you. Yes, you. Look at me. Prepare your heart before you go to school. God can give you good grades. God can help you graduate honors in college. Before you go to college, prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. There's a God that has the wisdom of it all. There's a God that will bless you and help you to graduate. I want you to see your graduation. I want you to see your job. I want you to see your promotion. I want you to know Bible reading pays off. Prayer pays off. Serving God pays off. Tell the devil he's a stinking liar. God rewards good. God will give you peace. God will give you joy. Prepare your heart before you go to that job. I want you to think this week there's those that don't have no job. Before you go to that job, I want you to know there's daddies crying. Their kids don't have the money. Their moms are crying. Their kids don't have any money. Up in Charlotte, it said not a recession, but the black people up there, it is said they have the best businesses and the best money. On the news, it says there the black people in Charlotte is no longer a recession. It's a depression. They made their $100,000 a year. Their businesses are gone. Their banks are gone. They're in soup lines. They're in soup lines. And it's going back to depression in the days where the man wants to commit suicide. The man wants to take his life. And some have, oh, no doubt, have taken their life. And you got a job and you got money. You put that tithe in that plate. And don't you rob God one more Sunday. You put that offering in that plate. And you say, oh, my God, I would have the health to go to work. Oh, my God, I would have this job. I would have it if it wasn't for you. Prepare your heart when you get up in the morning. That husband's got to face that wife, and there's bills hanging, that car note's coming, that mortgage is coming, that assurance is coming, and that poor man been out of work for 1 year. 1 year! You kids laugh, you spoiled brats. You spoiled rotten brats. You laugh and you cut up in church. Look up here. You better thank God you got food. You better thank God you got clothes. You girls, listen to me. You would pay attention if you can just prepare your heart. If you can prepare your heart. Think about it. Prepare your heart. When you drive your car, you just get in it flippantly. You realize there's some that don't have no wheels. You get in that car. And you forget some had a crash and theirs was totaled. They have no more car. You get in that car that takes you from place to place. And you forget that God gave you health to drive that car. You get in that car, you take it flippantly. And I'm telling you, you take it flippantly and you ought to thank God you can see. You ought to thank God you can see. You ought to thank God you can drive. You ought to thank God you got. Wake up! Woo! Brother James. We brought him from the rescue mission. We brought him from the rescue mission not to sleep. We fed him breakfast. I know Sister Barnett's cooking so good and Brother Johnson's cooking so good. We don't want to be so good, put you to sleep. I want you to know that God wants to bless you. And I'm going to try to keep you awake. And I know you're tired. But I know I want to prepare your heart and realize that there's a God that can get you out of rescue mission. There's a God that can give you a house. There's a God that can give you clothes. There's a God that can give you family back. There's a God that can give you peace back. There's a God that can give you joy. There's a God that has the victory over dope. He has the victory over liquor. He has a victory over the devil. Greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. The devil trembles. The devil was cast out. And I'm telling you, the devil was begging Jesus not to torment me before my time. I'm telling you, God has the power to work a miracle in your life, to make you governor, to make you mayor, to make you a president. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, these people from the rescue mission, that's somebody's daddy, that's somebody's mommy, that's somebody's brother, that's somebody's sister, that's somebody's son, that's somebody who Jesus died for on that cross. And Jesus want to tell you, prepare your heart, my friend. Don't fall back to sleep on me. It's a lot of work trying to keep you up. I know it's, he's saying hallelujah. He's waving his hand. Won't you say amen and to keep him up? Won't you say amen and to keep him up? I'm asking you guys to stand up right now. I'm asking if you're not a wimp, if you're not a little queer, if you're not a little sissy, I'm asking every man right now, if you're not a little girly girl, stand up, please. Stand up, please. Ain't got no sugar in your tank. I want you to say amen, please. I want you to say hallelujah, please. I want you to say amen, please. Somebody say amen. Thank you. Now all you girls say amen too. Amen. Say amen, girls. Say amen, ladies. Clap your hand, girls. Clap them. Now you guys say amen. You guys say hallelujah. It'd be hard to sleep through that, brother. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you. Hey! Prepare your heart! Happy birthday, Liz. It's her birthday tomorrow. Let's sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. Sing it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sister Liz. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Sing it. May God bless you. Sing it. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday, Liz. Wonderful day. Wonderful day when God blessed us with Liz when she was born that day. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. If you can just prepare your heart, you leave here praising and thanking God. Amen. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Very quickly, prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. And remember the sick this morning. Just don't take it for granted. We all could have been too sick this morning. Isn't that right? We all could have been in ICU. And it's wonderful. Dell is out of the hospital, Monica. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful, Monica? We could have lost her, Monica. But God has kept her alive. God has kept her alive. They encouraged her yesterday, didn't they? But we can't take it for granted, our health. But George King lies at home, sick. Many a day, my friend, my buddy, I miss him when he's not here. I say, preacher, you keep on preaching. Give everything you got. Step on our toes. I know you're rough, but you love us. We're all going to be very sickly one day. We grow older. How many times, kids, you take it for granted, your health? Don't take it for granted, your health. It took a lot of effort for Quentin and Kareem back here. Would you raise your hand? Sickly man, moaning and groaning. I go by on Saturday, try to encourage him on. You know, let him know I'm thinking about him. It took a lot in your health. It's a sickly man. You know, some folks can't move their arms, can't move their legs. Again, they're blind or deaf. We need to prepare our heart this morning, and we need to thank God for our health, because there's those screaming in the hospital right now. There's those that wish they had the strength to come to church today. And we can't take it for granted. Amen. As a minister, I got to prepare my heart. I think about those that are six young people in our church that I miss so much. And we love them so much, don't we? I think about Danny working all day on a bus route. All through the day on a bus route trying to get kids to come to church here in the Chicago area. I think about Joy, my daughter. I think about her, you know, in Chicagoland and working on a bus route all through the day, serving the Lord, singing for Jesus. And I think about Dew after that surgery, that back surgery, Chicagoland, serving the Lord on the bus route, serving the Lord. I think about right here at home and our Bible college students, Christiana and Kiki in Bible college, serving the Lord. Kimberly, Pensacola Christian College. These serving the Lord here. And they're serving the Lord in other places. And we pray for them. But what joy in our hearts that they sacrifice their time and sacrifice their life and minister where they're at. And as a pastor, I've got to praise the Lord and thank God for our young people that stay here and work for the Lord and serve the Lord. And that brings joy in my heart. That brings joy in my heart. Of so many we've kept out of jail, we kept out of prison. So many we've kept them from divorce, and there's so many lives that have been blessed, and so many lives that are not wrecked and ruined that could be wrecked and ruined. And as a pastor, I gotta concentrate and prepare my heart, and I think about you, what it took for you to get here, all the demons of hell trying to stop you, all the opposition and things that try to, Satan is trying to stop, to put this in your life and put this in your life, and so many things and trials and troubles, and I think about you, and when you come and you put your tithe in the plate and you put your offering in the plate and you're struggling just like other people are struggling, but you tithe and you give and you serve God and you pray, I think about the sacrifice of those that got up early this morning and they worked on the bus route and they're so busy and on the bus on the way back and all the work that's involved and the teachers that are teaching and putting up with kids that are not even paying attention and some of them don't even want to be here and the parents make them come but yet they're loving them, they care about them and I think about those that work in the nursery and somebody has to keep the babies and somebody has to wipe behinds and they stink and somebody got to keep them clean. I think about those that prepare the food and the rescue mission and those that work so hard, Sister Barnett, Sister Johnson, to feed all these rescue mission people. I think about what it takes to get on the van and to pick the rescue mission people up, Brother Johnson, and I get on that van, we put them on the van. I think about us going across the street saying, hey, rescue mission man, come on in the van, come to church. And I see Brother Johnson running up down the street. We're running up down the street, put him in the van. I think about what it takes for the choir to practice and to sing and to minister to you. And Jacini, I think about her pain. I think about her suffering. I think about her hurt. I think about how much she is in pain and she is ministering to you with aches and pains and a body ailment, a health problem, and she's trying to cheer you up. And it's tough on her when she's going soul winning and it's cold and it's hot. And I think about the people in our church that just go day in and day out and pray and work. Thank God for it. It prepares my heart to praise God and to thank God. It prepares my heart to appreciate you as hard as I preach, as hard as I give it everything I got. And I just preach, I scream, and I holler, and I give it everything I got. And I think about you. I think about you. You realize the preacher, he's hard, but he loves me. The preacher is rough, but he loves me. The preacher, oh, he just gives it everything he got. He cries over me because he loves me. He won't say it right. He doesn't do it right. Trying to get God's blessings on my life. He's trying to keep these girls clean and pure. He's trying to prepare for successful marriages and Christian homes. And he just loving people. He's a wild man. He's but he loves God, and he's trying to glorify God and try to give God his best. You know, I got to prepare my heart. If I don't prepare my heart, I'll quit. If you don't prepare your heart, you'll quit. You got to prepare your heart. You got to look at what God is doing. And you got to realize how good God is. And that'll prepare your heart. I got to. I got to think. And I just got to say, hold it. That same God that has blessed us through the past will bless us today. And he'll bless us in the future. I can't forget where I came from. I got to look way back. God's brought us such a far way. He's done so much in our lives. And I want you to think of where the Lord brought you from. And I want you, the Lord to bring you this far to leave you. Hey, you come through fire to mess up now. You fought too hard as kids and children and as teenagers. You fought too hard. You're not going to give up now. You come too far. I mean, you fought too far to mess up now. Now's the time. Get your best in school. Get your best in college. You're just almost there. Don't mess up now. Tell them. It's wedding bells, so you can be long in it, right? You don't want a bunch of hell in your marriage. Would some of y'all help me? You don't want a bunch of fighting and fussing. You want a bunch of stinking hell. You fought too hard now. And you that had so much problems in your marriage, you fought too much, too long now. You, the best days are ahead. Don't give up now. You got to prepare your heart. Don't throw in the towel. Think about the hell of those kids. You know? Our best days are ahead of us. Our best days are ahead of us, man. You know, you got to keep on going, man. Hey, don't blow it now. Don't you blow it now. Isn't that right, brother? That's what we're going to tell Danny. Isn't that right? Tell Joy. Isn't that right, dude? We're going to tell Kimberly. Hey, these kids, man. Hey, now is time to get the best. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, friends? All right, you pray for them, don't you? Would you pray for them? Found out Kimberly was sick, Brother Burley, but she's doing better. Isn't that wonderful? We need to pray for them. Prepare our hearts. Praise God for them. Isn't that right? Joy, she got to take eye drops and, her eyes, pressure. If she don't take them, she can get glaucoma, whatever it is, and she go blind. But the eye drops make her eyes red. And so she's got to stop taking them. So we need to pray for her. We need to pray for these college students. Dude with her back. Danny, a diabetic. He don't talk much about it. You know, he'll complain. But we got to lift them up in prayer. We got to praise God for these young people. We got to prepare our hearts and realize that God, 6 young people in Bible college. And we got some that has graduated. Well, one's graduated. Others attended Bible college. You know how rough it gets. You know how tough it gets. You know, it's not an easy thing. It takes a lot for them. And you got to prepare your heart and say, wait a minute, they're sacrificing their life to serve God. And let's serve the Lord here. Let's go soul winning here. Let's go ahead and roll up our sleeves and let's do our best. How can we quit? How can we throw in the towel? Where they're working and giving their lives, let's live for Jesus. Let's let our light shine. Let's pray for them. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's do something big. I can't quit as a preacher. I can't throw in the towel as a preacher. I got to give my best to be the husband that God wants me to be. I got to try to be the best dad that God wants me to be. I can't throw in the towel. I must realize how good God's been to me. How can I commit adultery with my wife? How can I be unfaithful to my woman? How can I break my children's heart who I love? I don't want them to say they have a daddy who's an adulteress. I have a daddy who's a stinking drug addict, a liquor, a dope. I don't want my kids to say that about me. I want my kids to say, Daddy is striving to live for the Lord. Daddy is striving to win souls. Daddy is trying to be faithful to mama. Daddy, hey, Daddy's not going to be a heartbreaker in the cause of divorce. Somebody shout and say, amen. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. And you love that woman. And you love that man. You just give it everything to God. For the church's sake. Everybody's tempted. Every one of us is tempted. Every one of us is tempted with sin. Even the pastor. When I leave them doors, I'm going to be tempted with sin, so are you. But what's going to help you, you're going to prepare your heart. Jack Hiles was in the car as a teenager with some of his friends. They were with their girlfriends. And he was about to take his first drink of liquor. The pressure was on him. The first taste of beer in that teenage boy's life. Mama was home praying. Mama was home crying. Oh, help my boy, please. Please help my boy. Oh, God, the devil wants him. He got a sharp pain. He got a sharp pain in his chest. And as they were giving him the beer, the liquor, he slapped it out of their hand. He said, take me home. They said, mama's boy got to go home. Yes, mama's boy got to go home. Take me home. And he came home. His mother was kneeling by the fireplace crying. And she looked at him and said, please tell me you didn't sin. Please tell me you didn't sin. Please. And oh, he picked his mother up. And they rejoiced and praised God. He prepared his heart. Jack Hiles prepared his heart. Think about the tears of your mama. Would you please? Would you please? If you don't care about the prayers of your daddy, think about your mama's tears. Oh, mama. How many times have I said, Brother, I can understand. I get rough. I get tough. I can see him get mad at me, get mad at you. But Sister Patricia's tears. Pastor Barnett's tears. Sunday school teacher's tears. Hey, girl. Next time that boy wants to touch you, think about his tears. Mama, dad's tears. Hey, boy. When you're tempted, think about your preacher's tears. Think about your Christian school. Think about the professors that gave their lives. Think about it. A pastor who loves you before you get that divorce, who married you. Don't do it. I beg you, don't do it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Senior's coming to the piano. She's going to play in a moment. How many of you know you're going to heaven? That's settled already. How many of you are sure? How many of you are 100% sure? Would you raise your hand? Thank you. You can put it down. Thank you. You can put it down. How many of you, you say you don't know you're going to heaven? If you don't know you're going to heaven, we want to help you. We want you to know you're going to heaven. How many don't know for sure you're going to heaven? How many is not sure? Sir? Sir, would you look at me back there? Brother, stand right here, Brother Johnson. He's waiting for you to show you. We want you to know. Come on and get to know. Come on, friend. He's waiting to pray with you. Don't be embarrassed. Who cares what people think? You care about what God thinks. Come on, friend. You don't know you're going to heaven. You come. Brother Burley, why don't you grab his shoulder? We're a church that loves around here, back here in the back pew, on the end back here. Why don't you just grab his shoulder and say, friend, come on, let me pray with you. Right back there. Say, look, you want to know, no, right back here, over here. Right here. Say, you want to know you're going to heaven. Say, come on, let me pray with you. You want to know, don't you? Let me help you. Let me help you. Who else don't know? We'll come get you. We'll come. We'll care about you. We don't want nobody going to hell. Who doesn't know you're going to heaven? You don't know you're going to heaven? You don't know? Come here. Come. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come on, altar worker. Come on, real quickly. I need your help. I need you to move fast. My altar workers, quickly. Quickly. I need your help. Quickly. Yes, hurry. 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 Right here. Who else? Who else? Right over here. You don't know you're going to heaven? Come on. Right over here. Right over here. Right over here. On the end. Kiki, right over here. On the end. Right over here. Show them how they can know they're going to heaven. Hurry. Hurry. Who else needs to know? Who else needs to know? Hurry. Becky, hurry up. Help them. Hurry. Hurry. Help them. They need to know they're going to heaven. Show them how they can know. They need to know. Who else don't know you're going to heaven? Who else don't know? Who else don't know? Who else is not sure? Who needs to be baptized? Would you raise your hand? Need to be baptized? Who needs to be baptized? Raise it high. Need to join the church? Anybody like that? Need to join? Right over here, you want to join? Good. Anybody else? Okay. We need to prepare our heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, right? That I might not sin against thee, right? That word was rejoicing in my heart, right? It's called Bible reading. It's called Bible reading, isn't it right, friend? It's called Bible reading. I want you to prepare your heart. Before you leave, I want you to prepare your heart. I'm glad there's a God that forgives. I'm glad there's a God that forgives. He'll give you a clean record. Isn't that wonderful? God forgives, doesn't he, friend? You know, as a preacher, I want to encourage you. We serve a forgiving God. And there's a God that wants to do great things in your life. When God speaks, I believe you ought to respond, don't you? This pastor loves you, you know that. But more than that, God loves you. I want God to bless your life. Jacinia, as you play the piano, no doubt, there's people that's going to come. You go ahead and play the piano. I want them to spend some time talking with the Lord. God forgives. I'm glad he's forgiven me. I'm glad he forgives me. But I need to work on this thing of preparing my heart. And if I need to work on it more, you need to work on it. Some of you want to join me right here at this altar. My Father, I ask that you'd help us. Forgive us. Help me to prepare my heart more. Lord, help these precious people to prepare their hearts. Pour your Spirit on us. I pray that you'd help us to think. You've been so good to us. Lord, would you help each one at this altar? Would you bless them in a special way, please? Help everyone that comes. God, do a great work in your life. God, you've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we deserve. Thank you for your mercy on this preacher. And have mercy upon these children, teenagers and adults. Help us to serve you, Lord. Lord, help us to serve you, please. Please help us. Holy Spirit, help us. My Father, help us. We come for his help. I need him. I can't do it without him. I want God to bless you. Oh, you're so precious. You're so precious to this preacher. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I just ask you to pray when you get back to your seat. No talking, please. When you get to your seat, could you bow your head and close your eyes, please? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, help us. Help us all. Help us apply the message. Help me to apply it. Help me to prepare my heart. These precious people. Come to this altar. I ask that you help each one. If I could speak the word, I would do it. I would do it. But Lord, you can. I can't. You got the power to do it. In Jesus' name, I pray you help each one. Amen. Good. Thank you. You listen well. I appreciate it. Several of them are asking the Lord to save them and trust the Lord, you know, and they're coming to be saved, and making decisions to be baptized, whatever. What kind of decisions we have? John. Would you stand, John? You want to rededicate your life from this day forward? Let's give him a hand. Where's Avon? Trust in Christ. You know you're going to heaven now? Are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? You are. Trust the Lord. Let's give him a hand, Lord. Thank you. You can be seated. You do? Let's give him a hand. God bless you. It's wonderful. What decisions we got over here? It's great. It's great. Where's Keshawn? And we need the parents' permission to get baptized. But stand, son, and trust the Lord. Got saved. Let's give him a hand there. Where is William? William, stand, William. Trust in Christ. You know you're going to heaven now. Trust the Lord's giving you that. Great. The last one, I believe, is it Jacques? Jacques? Okay, trust the Lord. You got that settled. You know you're going to heaven. Trust the Lord. Let's give him a hand, okay? You can be seated. Pasha. Trust in Christ, you're saved. You know you're going to heaven now. Let's give her a hand. God bless you. Thank you. Let's everybody stand, please. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Rededication? Good. Jimmy? Where's Jimmy? Rededication? Where's he at? Good. Let's give him a hand. Rededicate his life. Well, God bless you. You listen well, friend, and I appreciate it. I hope you never forget this message. I hope it'll be a message that will help you in the future. You know, I want it to be a life-changing experience in my life, you know, to do more for the Lord, don't you? God bless you. This pastor loves you dearly. Thank God for you, precious people. And would you pray for our Bible college students? I say a lot about them, don't I? Because I miss them so much. I text them. I call them, and I hope you do. You know, I want God to bless them, you know? And when you, before you go to bed, I'm asking you to breathe a prayer for them. The Lord bless them. Watch over them. And God, to keep them in his care. And praise God for their service for the Lord. Will you? All right? And some of you might can send them a box or send them a note, a phone call, and let them know how proud you are of them serving the Lord. All right? Because they all go through rough days. You know, I didn't even know Kimberly was sick. You just found out too. And I'm so glad I just picked the phone up and said, call the courage. How you doing? And she's doing better today. And then Joy. How much I love Joy. God's going to be with her with her eyesight. She's serving the Lord. You're going to pray God to bless her. You know, with that. And it aggravates me to have to take eye drops every day in my eyes. Wouldn't that be aggravating for you? But Joy keeps it going, doesn't she? Working on that bus route, serving the Lord, brother. You know, do with her back. Sometimes she's hurting on that back, but she's on the bus route all the day. Got a singing group to sing for the Lord. And we're going to lift them up in prayer, isn't that right? And Danny, God bless Danny. Got to take a needle every day. Doesn't complain once. One time I've heard him complain. But all through the day, he's working on the bus route. Isn't that wonderful? Serving the Lord. I called him. He was working on the bus route, serving the Lord. But you got to pray for him. You know? Hey, I mean, anything could happen, but God blesses him. You never know he's even diabetic. And and lift them up in prayer. And then Kiki here in Crown College and Christiana, God bless you. God, pray for them. They serve us to the Lord while they're in Bible college. The devil wants to destroy them, but I want the church to pray for them. Amen? And I love you, the rest of you. Thank you for doing what you can do, whatever you do to serve the Lord. I want to say thank you. Let's bow our heads in prayer, will you? Let's pray. And I'm asking Brother Burley to come to the platform, and he's going to dismiss us in prayer. I want to encourage you to come back tonight and to be here with us tonight. And you're welcome back, Brother Burley.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, again, for what our ears have heard this morning. Help us, Lord, to prepare our hearts, Lord, to seek the Lord, like Pastor brought out this morning in Ezra. And I pray that, Lord, and I'm sure you have spoke to our hearts in many different ways. And I know, Lord, that you have some tremendous great blessings for your dear people. So help us, Lord, to apply what we heard this morning. Bless your folks today. And, Lord, give us that energy and that strength, Lord, to come back, Lord, seeking and desiring your word more this evening. And, Father, we'll thank you for it all. Depart us with your blessing. Pour your spirit upon us. And we ask in Christ's name we do pray. Amen.